This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be leaving shortly for a visit to the southern border with Mexico. He'll be stopping today at least one location in Texas to view border security measures firsthand. As recently as yesterday, the president said he may still declare a national emergency to secure the southern border if all else fails. However, some say the president will face legal challenges if he tries to use such power. Among them, former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg.
I imagine either members of Congress or landowners in Texas who might have to give up land for the construction of a border wall may very well challenge his declaration of an emergency.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The issues are tied, of course, to the continuing government shutdown now in day 20. Federal workers planning to rally outside the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing a trip to several allies in the Middle East, currently visiting Cairo, Egypt, where he assured that the United States is not changing its policies overall despite the U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria that's been ordered by President Trump.
The United States under President Trump will remain a steadfast partner in the region for Egypt and others. We urge every country to take meaningful action to crush terrorism and denounce its ideological roots. You'll not fight these battles alone. Our robust battle against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups will continue.
After Lifetime's docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, the R&B singer could now face sexual assault charges in Illinois and Georgia. TMZ says the Cook County State's Attorney and Fulton County DA are opening separate investigations into several new allegations made against Kelly during that six-episode docuseries, which aired last week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Senate confirmation hearing for the president's pick to be AG is coming up next week. While Democratic opposition is not expected to derail William Barr's ultimate confirmation to be attorney general, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Barr is too biased to earn most Democrats' support. And in fact, they're calling on President Trump to find a new nominee.
Last month, we learned that Mr. Barr sent the Justice Department an unsolicited memo criticizing the special counsel's investigation. Mr. Rosenstein's potential departure only heightens the stakes for Mr. Barr's nomination.
Schumer referring to Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein, who is reportedly planning to leave the Justice Department as soon as a new AG comes aboard. The Food and Drug Administration warning that a line of candies made in Kentucky could be contaminated with hepatitis A. The FDA says people should not eat Bowers, candies, chocolate, or caramel majuscas, that were purchased after November 14th of last year. Meanwhile, the CDC says it appears the outbreak of E. coli associated with romaine lettuce is over. 62 people in 16 states did become sick, as far as the CDC knows, because of the outbreak that was tied to the lettuce that was grown in northern and central California. Illnesses began in early October. 25 people were hospitalized. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's our money, our government, we the people. But if we the people aren't going to make a stand, if the silent majority is going to stay silent, well, then our government will continue to run away from us. The deep state will be happy to merrily roll along. The corruption will continue. Is that acceptable? I guess that is the question before you today. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bob Popper joins us now. He is the senior Judicial Watch attorney, head of Election Integrity Project. Bob, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on your show.
I appreciate to have you on. I want to talk about what's been going on in California. We brought a lot of light to that, though I'm based out of Florida. We're nationally syndicated. I was born and raised in California. I was shocked to see what happened there in this last election cycle. I want to get into that a little bit, but before we do, I want to review a little bit of all the great things Judicial Watch has been doing on behalf of we the people to hold this government accountable and to keep all this insidious behavior and breakdown of our government to keep it in the light.
Well, you know, Judicial Watch became famous by its Freedom of Information Act requests and its Public Records Act requests throughout the country. And, you know, they bring to light, it's a very simple process, bring to light documents that the government doesn't want you to see, that are embarrassing, that admit things that people desperately would want to know. The people who are committing certain acts wouldn't want you to know.
Right.
I joined Judicial Watch out of the Justice Department. This was President Obama's Justice Department, and it wasn't a congenial place for me, and I left and showed up in 2013. And I expanded their interest in voting law, and so that's what I do.
Right.
You know, and what we did was we took information that's collected by a federal agency, the Election Assistance Commission, every 2 years. And it's from the states. It's directly from all the states and counties involved. And it's a report on, you know, how many people are registered and so on and what steps they're taking to clean up their voter rolls. And we process that data using a professional demographer, and we compare it to census data. And what we discovered is there are about 3,100 counties in the United States. We discovered that we had data enough to analyze about 2,600 of them. Mm-hmm. Of those, 460 counties had more voter registrations than citizens over the age of 18 who could register.
Mm.
Okay, so you know, a registration rate of 100% or more.
Right.
And we started looking at where they were, and we started to write them letters and say, hey, you know, there's a federal law that says you have to get rid of old registrations. Are you doing that? Now, in all of this sort of, I mean, initially we sued and reached a settlement with the state of Ohio, you know, in which they agreed to conduct what the federal law required, and that's, you know, that agreement went on very well. We then sued last year, or I'm sorry, 2017 at the end, we sued both Kentucky and Los Angeles County. In Kentucky, we found that 40% of their counties had more registered voters than citizens over the age of 18. Mm-hmm. And we discovered that the problem was that they'd basically stopped enforcing the NVRA when the new Secretary of State got elected in 2012. And, you know, you don't enforce a statute for 6 years, the rolls are going to get polluted.
Of course.
They're going to start to include people who don't live in Kentucky anymore and may not even be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that was the one sort of easy get. And they settled, and we now have a court-ordered consent decree with them, and we're working with them and with the court, you know, to enforce that agreement. In Los Angeles County, we just concluded another agreement. Now, Los Angeles has, you know, about 5 million plus active registrants. This is just, you know, normal registrations. And 1.5 million inactive registrations. And what that means is that these are people who are believed to have moved elsewhere. For the most part, they receive some sort of notification from the state saying, you know, listen, do you still live here? And they haven't responded, or they just haven't given any indication, or the mail came back undeliverable. And so these people go on the inactive list. Now, people on the inactive list have to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the statute has always said. However, it's a little bit of a longer story, and just that when the National Voter Registration Act was passed in 1993 in the Clinton administration, it is what you might know as the Motor Voter Bill.
Mm-hmm.
It says that you can vote or be registered to vote at the Department of Motor Vehicles and other state agencies.
Exactly.
In return, there was an integrity provision which said you have to remove people if it seems they moved out of state. You know, and there are other provisions about cleaning up the rolls and making sure only eligible people could vote. Well, Democrats in particular have made war on that second half of the statute since the time it was passed. And what we discovered in California, circling back to California, was that the Clinton administration in 1998 told them not to enforce the provision where you remove people who, you know, don't appear to have lived in the state anymore and are on the inactive list, that you just don't do that. So they haven't enforced that statute for 20 years.
Why would they do that? I'm going to ask the obvious question, but why would the Democrats and Bill Clinton do that?
Well, it's a good question. I can tell you it's a difficult question insofar as you're asking me to guess what people's intentions were or motivations. I mean, you know, you always can be suspicious or, you know,
well, what happens with that is that it puts us in the realm of the conspiratorial. We're forced
right.
to put on tinfoil hats here, which is, you know, that's unfair. It's not right. I mean, there's something, you know, inherently wrong and improper for somebody to say, particularly the president of the United States, hey, don't worry about that law. And this is happening time and time again. And then we have the consequences that have since grown out of California, including ballot harvesting and all the other things that's gone around. I mean, I'm still screaming here, Bob. This is why I was eager to have you on. Having been born and raised in California, and particularly in my last 10 years, I was based out of Huntington Beach, California. That was a red district. Now, how within one voting cycle does a absolute red district get totally converted to blue without hanky-panky taking place? Again, that puts you in the realm of the conspiratorial. I am not a PhD in statistics, but even the statistics that I did take and was aware of would tell you that this is near impossible.
Well, look, you know, what I can talk to you about most definitely is what they argued. And it's not a great argument. What they argued, and this is Bill Clinton's Justice Department, Janet Reno's Justice Department, they argued in 98 that there's a provision in the federal law that says you can't remove someone just for not voting. And because the NVRA includes a waiting period, that's removing someone just for not voting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it seemed obvious to us, we were always prepared to argue if this should come up, that that's not what the statute meant. You know, you have to remove people after they got a letter. You're not removing them for not voting. You're removing
exactly.
them for not responding to a letter.
There is some due process to all this. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Bob Popper
hunters,
after this.
Anglers, sure. campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Take life right out of the hands of the King of the World.
of tell you, to be honest with you, sometimes I feel like Don Quixote chasing windmills here as we continue to pursue the truth. I know you can handle it, okay? Some would say you can't, but it is so critical. And again, to this point, we're so grateful for Judicial Watch, all the great work that the team is doing there on our behalf to hold this government accountable. And Bob Hopper is with us. He's a senior Judicial Watch attorney, head of Election Integrity Project. Bob, I want you to finish your story that we had to cut short before the last break so that people understand, what happened here.
Well, I guess the short of it is that the Clinton administration interpreted the federal law requiring election rolls to be periodically cleaned, interpreted it in a way that completely crippled the statute. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like an obvious distortion of the statute. And in fact, the Supreme Court just this past June issued a ruling in which it indicated that, no, you cannot just collect the names of people who may have moved elsewhere and never do anything with them. Mm-hmm. You have to remove them from the registration list. You know, that is one of the things that spurred this settlement, is the final determination that what the Clinton administration argued was, in fact, not what the statute said. And I was prepared to make that argument, but the Supreme Court has has determined that, and so that's that. Mm-hmm. It's an inactive registration. Your listeners need to understand, it's listed as inactive because technically there's a waiting period before it gets removed. And the waiting period's long. It's 2 to 4 years.
Wow.
Two general federal elections. So that can be as little as more than two or as much as a little bit less than 4 years of waiting before it's removed. And if at any point during that period the registrant shows up and votes, that's it. You're back on the active list. The whole process stops. But what your listeners need to understand, and what even fact checkers get wrong, repeatedly get wrong, is that when you are on the inactive list, you can vote. That is a live registration. Mm-hmm. And, it's not by provisional ballot. You're not, taking any special process where the ballot goes somewhere else and is counted in a different way. You affirm you are who you say you are, and you vote.
Yes.
For real. And that's mm-hmm. why having 1.5 million registrations of people who, one, probably live somewhere else, mm-hmm. and two, can be voted. That's why it's so risky.
Yeah. So what happens if somebody, gets the name and sees this inactive list and says, hey, I'm going to assign a ballot to that name. And now all of a sudden they're back active again. And now you've got a voter in California and another voter, well, actually the same voter, same name, but in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, look, you can get the list of active and inactive registrations from California government.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, what happens? What happens is you have a situation that's ripe for fraud.
Right.
But, what California and Los Angeles have agreed to do is to determine how many people received a notice and can be removed, and those people will be removed in due course. And for every one of the 1.5 million who's not on the clock, so to speak,
right,
who isn't waiting 2 to 4 years right now, mm-hmm. send them a letter.
How much incompetency do we run into, like what happened in South Florida, where they say, conveniently, doggone it, we just didn't get that letter out, so now all of a sudden they got a fresh 4-year period. And there's going to be some of those shenanigans, is it not?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I mean, look, so far the agreement has been working, and we have retained jurisdiction.
Good.
With the consent of the defendants to keep this in the federal court where we started it. And in the event that there were any shenanigans, we would run to federal court. But I'm not saying there have been. I haven't seen that. But, mm-hmm.
It's just possible. It's the possibilities. Possibilities, just like with ballot harvesting. We touched on that. God only knows when it happened late at night. The fact that Republicans weren't even aware that this dynamic was in play for this last voting cycle, only the Democrats knew, and of course they took full advantage of it. And of course we had a ballot harvesting problem in North Carolina, which is frozen that seat right now.
Well, it's it, that what happened in North Carolina illustrates perfectly why this is a risky procedure. The allegation in North Carolina is that partisans for one party, in that case the Republican Party, collected ballots specifically from Democratic voters and threw them away. Okay, now what we find in California is that there's no, you know, there's some nominal checks on who can do it and how they identify themselves. But as a practical matter, and in some cases as a legal matter, there's no real restriction on having to identify yourself or identify how you collected or harvested these ballots or, you know, which federal laws you did or didn't comply with. I mean, what would happen if you were willing to violate some other federal law, or only take ballots on the basis of race? I mean, does the statute clearly prevent that? Or, you know, more prosaically, more likely, what if you just are, you know, measuring the party or your estimate of how the person is likely to vote? What about ballots that happened in North Carolina that were open, you know, and that had not been fully voted? At least, you know, that's a second allegation. It is such a risky procedure, and there's so many ways to game it and defraud it that it is not allowed in most states. I mean, it's allowed in California, and it is unchecked, and it is a major problem that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed legislatively.
Bob, in an overall context, how would you rate voter integrity here in this country today?
Oh,
is that fair?
Question.
Is that fair?
I would say. There are major problems with it. The major problems are inadequate checks on absentee ballots, this almost strange resistance to voter ID at the polls. I mean, that makes us something of an outlier in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a friend, by the way, from Germany, and when I explained to him, you know, and his politics are very, very different from mine, but when I explained to him that you did not need to show an ID in order to vote in this country, he was certain that I had it wrong.
Right, exactly.
couldn't possibly be true. You know, that's a major problem. So many registrations are out of date. And, you know, it costs money. I, again, getting back to what are people's motivations, there's also just flat-out effort. You know, it costs money and effort to clean the voter rolls. You have to actually, you know, send out letters, and that costs postage. You actually have to have a database, and you actually have to have someone running it who knows what they're doing. You know, so there's resistance in that regard. You know, I would identify those as the biggest three problems. And this all leads to an unfortunate perception among the American people that this.
Well, especially now, in light of President Trump and this movement to invalidate his presidency, it's like, okay, well, let's put up or shut up. I mean, and I would think that right off the surface, Bob, this is just from my perspective. I mean, you're the expert on this, but a voter ID card would go a long way in solving a lot of these problems, would it not?
Well, it would go a long way in terms of reassuring people that the system was basically honest. I mean, you know, one of the things I point out to people is that appearances matter in voting. And, you know, I was an election monitor for the Department of Justice in Philadelphia in 2008. And there was a case where one of the places where there was a place to vote had a floor-to-ceiling mural of President Barack Obama. And you know, that's not fair. I don't care. You don't have to show that changed anyone's mind. It just doesn't look right.
Exactly. Well, Bob, again, we're grateful to you and Judicial Watch, all the great work you've been doing. Keep it up. What can people do to get on your side and to donate to the cause? How do they do that?
Well, look up Judicial Watch online. We'll be the first thing that pops up. But you can read our press releases. You can read about the California settlement. You can read the agreement.
Yeah. Well, there it is for you. Bob Popper, Senior Judicial Watch Attorney, Head of Election Integrity Project. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be leaving shortly for a visit to the southern border with Mexico. He'll be stopping today at least one location in Texas to view border security measures firsthand. As recently as yesterday, the president said he may still declare a national emergency to secure the southern border if all else fails. However, some say the president will face legal challenges if he tries to use such power, among them former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg.
I imagine either members of Congress or landowners in Texas who might have to give up land for the construction of a border wall may very well challenge his declaration of an emergency.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The issues are tied, of course, to the continuing government shutdown now in day 20. Federal workers planning to rally outside the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
I see you in everything, all day. Every beat of my heart keeps reminding me.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way Like Us, fresh and independent, and happy to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because we know you can handle it. Thank you for being with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. How are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? You hanging in there, or you think they might last a little bit longer than this partial government shutdown, maybe? As a rule, they say about 80% of New Year's resolutions are gone by February. So we start out in hopes that we can hang in there. But within 30 days, you know, they seem to, you know, go by the wayside. Well, it's time, as they would say, for a resolution revolution. Are you ready? Let's move beyond the traditional short-term and sometimes even unrealistic goals and start thinking about long-term nutrition goals, such as making more conscious food choices. Many Americans still believe that eggs should be avoided for their cholesterol content. However, large eggs are a nutritional powerhouse and one of the few natural food sources of vitamin D, a nutrient of public health concern that is critical for building strong bones. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Mickey Rubin, Executive Director of ENC. Dr. Rubin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about eggs. I mean, a lot of myths and misunderstandings about those edible things.
Sure. You know, you talked about New Year's resolutions, and I think, you know, one of the things that could help everybody with keeping to those New Year's resolutions as they're, you know, changing their health goals is to start by making some small changes and adding some nutrient-dense foods, like eggs could be a great place to start. Eggs are versatile. They can fit in a number of different diet patterns while delivering key nutrients, like you just mentioned vitamin D, but there's also choline, vitamin B12, zinc, selenium. It's really a nutrition powerhouse.
Well, yeah, especially choline, which is vital for brain development and maintaining optimal brain function later in life, right? So no doubt, some of the malignment, towards eggs have been a bit unfounded because of the nutrients that are available uniquely in eggs.
Exactly. You know, we've moved on from, you know, eggs are something that we should limit to now we're actually learning. The science is showing that there's some really important health benefits with eggs. And you mentioned choline is really the most exciting when you're looking at the science. It's important for, you know, brain development during pregnancy and infancy, as well as, you know, throughout the lifespan and maintaining cognitive function. So, yeah, really exciting area right now.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, that movement about tossing out the yolk, I never got there. To me, that's the best part of the egg. Why would you throw out the best part of the egg? You know,
I couldn't agree more. You know, yeah. You know, people like their egg whites, and that's okay. That's where the protein is. But you know, the yolk is where all the vitamins and minerals are. So when you're tossing the yolk, you're tossing all those vitamins and minerals. You're tossing the choline, the B12, the selenium, the D. You know, and you're also creating food waste. And so you know, it's delicious and nutritious. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to get all of the whole egg. In fact, you know, people have the white for the protein, but little known fact is that the yolk actually has 40% of the protein. So you're actually tossing some of the protein as well. So yeah, gotta go with the whole egg in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm right with you in it, and I think that people might be surprised in appreciating. I know people went egg whites and they went into the deal and saying, you know, that you've got. You know, as you say, the whole egg is a source of high quality protein in its totality. So we need to square up, some of this misinformation right away. So let's talk about some of the added benefits of eggs.
Yeah, so eggs can be part of a holistic approach to a healthy diet. Adding high quality protein to some daily meals can help you feel full and focus longer. You know, some actually really some great science that show that people who incorporated, you know, high quality protein from eggs in their breakfast, you know, it got them to that next meal, lunch, and it helped them feel more full and focused throughout the day. And they're versatile too. They can fit in a number of different diet plans. You know, it's the time of year where we're hearing about, you know, oh, what's the best diet plan to follow for your New Year's resolution.
Right.
Well, the good news, eggs fit in everything. Eggs are great on top of your salad, or they're great for dinner if you're making a frittata. A great way to get some vegetables into your meal as well. Incorporate some eggs into that frittata or on top of your vegetables. There's actually some great scientific research that shows that when you have an egg with your vegetables, the nutrients from the vegetables are absorbed better because you're eating it with those high quality healthy fats from
nutrients, yeah, exactly.
Nutrients.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because that's exactly what I had this morning because I've been doing a lot more vegetables myself. And this morning I just felt like my body was saying, hey, you deserve an egg today. And so
yeah, absolutely.
Vegetables and eggs. So I guess I did the right thing.
You do. You actually hit on my New Year's resolution. I'm going to cook more, get some more vegetables in my diet, and the easiest way to do that is by incorporating it with some eggs and an omelet or a frittata.
See, somebody's calling in already just to make sure that we're staying on track here. I'm glad to hear this. I mean, this is great timing, for you to come on and talk about eggs and the wonderful nutritional benefits that are available to us.
Absolutely. They're a nutritional powerhouse, and they're so affordable, too, 15 cents per one large egg. I mean, that's just such a great nutrition bang for your buck, and you can incorporate it into so many different ways.
Right. Well, we're talking with Dr. Mickey Rubin, the executive director of the Egg Nutrition Center. Began his career in the food industry at Kraft Foods, where he served as a senior nutrition scientist. So how are you doing with your New Year's resolutions?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm not the cook of the family. My wife is the better cook, but she's, you know, helping me get my servings of vegetables in, and she makes a really great frittata, and we do some omelets as well. So far, so good.
Well, I like frittatas. If nothing else, just to say I had a frittata. I mean, there's just something more sexy about frittatas than just saying, yeah, I scrambled an egg, right?
Exactly.
That's good. Well, again, we want to remind everybody that, as we said before, several nutrients that are uniquely found in eggs, and you will find out experientially. And I guess that's where I'm at right now. I got to tell you, Dr. Rubin, is that I do what makes my body feel good. I listen to my body.
Uh-huh.
And as I said this morning, I mean, I felt like my body was saying, hey, it's time for an egg. I had an egg. I was with my vegetables. And I feel rather satiated because this is
exactly
sometimes what happens to me during the day was I'll hit those down points and I'm trying to maintain those levels so where I don't find myself in some sort of voracious element because that's when you start making mistakes and you start eating all the wrong things when you're too hungry, right?
Exactly. You know, here's something that I do. I boil up about a dozen eggs at the beginning of the week. So that way, you know, if you're like me, you're running out the door in the morning and you can grab a hard-boiled egg on the go and something that keeps you full and keeps you on track for the rest of the day. You can have it as a snack. And, you know, when the kids come home from school, they're hungry and they want to eat everything in the refrigerator. But a good egg will keep them, you know, tied over until dinner time. So it's just a really nice thing to have in the refrigerator.
Well, and that's the thing I think, you know, that we underestimate is that how eggs fill in that area, like I was just sharing with you practically this morning for myself, and even as the research has has confirmed that it will help you stay the course of your New Year's resolutions, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Just you want to make sure you're eating some nutrient dense foods in your healthy diet. And when we say nutrient dense, that means you're getting a lot of nutrients, a lot of nutrition for not that many calories. And eggs only have 70 calories in one large egg, but you've got varying amounts of 13 essential vitamins and minerals. You've got all that protein. It's just a really great low calorie food for a lot of nutrients that will help you stay on track.
And you talk about getting a lot of bang for your buck. The most affordable, source of high quality protein, an important part as so many people are interested in eating nutritiously and affordably, all part of our New Year's resolutions this year. Dr. Mickey Rubin has been with us. Dr. Rubin, where can people go for more information?
They can go to eggnutritioncenter.org.
There it is, eggnutritioncenter.org. Dr. Mickey Rubin, who is the executive director of the Egg Nutrition Center on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Rubin, thank you so much. Appreciate all the information.
Thank you, Bill.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, nothing like some, dancing juju bees and popcorn and a little Coca-Cola to get you all excited. Not to mention the movie guy who's coming up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yes, you are. Bill Martinez, accompanied by the movie guy, direct live from the movie capital of the world. I guess it's still the movie capital, right, Steve-O?
Absolutely, and Happy New Year, Bill.
Happy New Year to you. We got Aquaman numero uno this past weekend.
This is so crazy. This was the season of Aquaman. I can't believe these numbers. Now, here we have a movie about this guy who, you know, lives under the sea and talks to fish and things. But this thing has made $260 million so far in this country alone. It was number one last weekend. Mm-hmm. And $900 million worldwide. It's going to smash the billion-dollar mark this weekend. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe
we could divert some of that money to build a wall or something. What do you think?
It would have to be an aqua wall or whatever, I guess. But yeah, it's a crazy thing. You know, I'm just kind of not into these cartoon movies, but I'm glad somebody is. It's terrific for Warner Brothers. I mean, these are big numbers.
No, those are big numbers. I mean, gosh, could you imagine if we got Hollywood to pay for the wall and not the Mexicans? I mean. Just for fun, just saying. Just mixing some metaphors just for fun here, that's all. But no, I think what a franchise, though. I mean, this whole Marvel deal is just marvelous, as they would say.
Marvelous is the word, yeah. I mean, it's great. And it's, like I say, I love to see people spending money and going to see movies. So
yeah.
That certainly is the case with Aquaman. Escape Room, much better movie than the critics would lead you to believe, and it did better than they thought it was going to do at the box office, $18.2 million last weekend. It was, you know, the director won for Best Director over at Cannes. It's a good movie. Go check it out.
Okay.
Mary Poppins Returns was number three, Bumblebee number four, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse rounded out the top five. I guess we should talk about Bird Box. Are you familiar with this?
Bird Box?
Sandra Bullock Netflix movie?
No. Tell me.
You know, it's a crazy situation. It was released, I think, on the 21st of December. I think it was on one screen in L.A. I mean, it was essentially a Netflix movie. And this thing was viewed by 45 million Netflix subscribers in the first 7 days. I mean, which, you know, Netflix has a lot of subs. They, you know, like 110, something like that worldwide. But this thing really caught fire, and everybody's talking about, what is this? Now, it's, you know, starring Sandra Bullock. It's not, you know, a tremendous movie. It's a good movie. It's about this this force that is disseminating the world population. And if you see this force, you take your life. And facing the unknown, Mallory, played by Sandra Bullock, has to take a flee with her two children down this treacherous river to this one place that may be a sanctuary. And to survive, they have to undertake this perilous two-day journey blindfolded. That's the deal. Wow. So it's, you know, I heard about this movie. I thought, well, I got to check it out. So I have a Netflix account. I went on. And that's the first thing you see when you bring up Netflix is the promo for Bird Box. And I just thought, well, you had a lot of people with not much to do over the holidays. They said, oh, let's see what's on Netflix.
45 million. That's unbelievable. They're probably figuring out what happened to the big screen people, huh?
Well, it's that. But it's the other kind of interesting thing about it is that Netflix rarely releases any numbers. And so when they, I guess they couldn't resist this particular.
Too overwhelming. can't hold back the good news. Hey, did you get a chance to see Vice, by the way?
I did see Vice. I saw
it. What did you think about that?
I thought it was a terrific movie. I thought
you liked it.
Christian Bale was tremendous. It was a little depressing because as a liberal Democrat, I'm reliving all that happened back then. So, but I thought it was terrific. And,
well, they really took some liberties. I mean, gosh, for somebody to, I mean, and this was probably fun for, you know, like you say, the liberals to look at this and really poke fun at Cheney and Bush to make them seem like two nincompoops.
Fun is the word, but yeah,
so whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Christian Bale, of course, he won the Golden Globe. I mean, his portrayal. Have you seen it, by the way?
Yeah, no, I did see it. That's of course, you and I are on the opposite side of the spectrum, so I had to suffer through this because I thought, you know, some of it was, you know, again, if you're not a liberal, you might be insulted by the way this, you know, was presented.
Could be,
You know, because I was, you know, for me, I kind of go to these things to either be entertained or informed. And, you know, and I think there was probably some valid points in the midst of it. But, I, when you go to a movie, you know, like I said, you kind of want to just check the brain and you don't want to sit there and process stuff, you know. And I found myself processing.
Mary Poppins, too. And that is where you can kind of
see Mary Poppins. You see, and I just like Mary Poppins because I love to say Mary Poppins.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it's one of those old-time musicals, which are fun to, you know.
Well, I'm going to see the grandkids. I'm going out to the desert in a couple of weeks, so I'll be heading west. And so I'm taking the grandkids. We're going to go see Mary Poppins.
Yeah, should be good. Yeah. I think you'll like it. Yeah. Did you see the Golden Globes, speaking of such?
I saw some highlights because when I tuned it in right off the bat, it just, you know, Steve, I got to tell you, you know, of course we talk politics, and you and I, you know, we you know, this is why I love having you on, because it's an escape from it. It gives us a chance to take a break.
We should, yeah.
And I just don't. I want to be entertained. I want information. I don't want to get into it. In fact, this year, I think I mentioned to you, we purposely did not go to New York this year, which was tough for me because I love New York at Christmas. But I decided, look, I'm just not going to go because I don't want to go to the theater and hear about how people hate Donald Trump one more time. I mean, I could stay at home and watch that and not have to pay $150 bucks a ticket a year.
Well, as far as the show is concerned, politics aside, there were, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody won. You know, there was
I loved Bohemian Rhapsody. I really thought, oh my gosh, I mean, the acting, and then
Rami Malek won.
Rami Malek, yeah, exactly. Wow, what a terrific job. I mean, so much so that you know, you got Freddie Mercury's sister saying, "I thought it was my brother."
Well, he does an amazing job, and I always get a kick out of the Golden Globes because you realize there are only 93 members of the foreign press that actually vote on this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether, and, you know, it's just kind of a big deal, you know, much ado about nothing, but it is a fun show. I thought everybody was very careful this year because one comment these days and you can tank your career. So.
Well, exactly, or either that or remind somebody of something you said 20 years ago, right?
Well,
I mean, are you going to host the Oscars? I mean, is it now up to you now because they can't find anything back?
I don't know if anybody wants to go near these things anymore because, well, you know, like, remember Ricky Gervais, when he
was out of control. Let's bring Billy Crystal back, okay? All in favor? Yes, let's just bring him back.
I think he's waiting in the wings. Yeah. Anyway, we should talk about what's coming out this weekend, I guess.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
A couple of movies which I think you're going to find interesting. We have this movie called The Upside.
I like this. Speaking of hosting the Oscars, hey, I'm too busy for you. I'm doing a movie here called The Upside.
Well, actually, this movie was supposed to come out last March, but it was a Weinstein movie, and so the company was going through bankruptcy, and Harvey was going through his trials and tribulations. So it was coming out. It's called The Upside. It's based on a true story, which is a terrific story about this guy and this other, you know, this billionaire and this ex-criminal who comes to work for him. It's inspired by this true story, but it's also based on a foreign film in 2011 called The Intouchables, which I don't want to sound like a film snob, but I actually had a chance to see that back in 2011. It's a terrific film. This is basically the same movie with American actors, and it's a comedy about a recently paroled convict, in this case played by Kevin Hart, who strikes up this unusual and unlikely friendship with a paralyzed billionaire played by Bryan Cranston. It's kind of a crazy story because you have this billionaire who's looking for a caretaker, somebody, an assistant to come in and take care of him, and he auditions all these, he interviews all these people, and then this crazy character comes through, and the only reason he's really showing up is because he needs to qualify for his unemployment insurance, so he needs to check that box. He really doesn't want the job, but the guy takes a liking. It's this very unlikely friendship that develops. The original, The Intouchables, it's only 45% are recommending the movie, this American version. I think it's because it's suffering by comparison. If you haven't seen the original, go see this one because it is a terrific story. The Upside out this weekend.
I love Kevin Hart too. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, he does a great job. So we also have a movie which is going wide, which is on the basis of sex. This is the story about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it tells her how she came up through the ranks and teamed with her husband Marty to bring this groundbreaking case before the U.S. Court of Appeals and overturn a century of gender discrimination. This is about the notorious RBG, as they say. It's her story. 71% are recommending it. Kind of like Green Book in a way. I haven't seen this. I want to see it this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the justice is healing right now from surgery.
Yes.
So
we
pray for a speedy recovery for her.
But it does take you back to a time when, you know, women in this country were definitely second-class citizens. So, like Green Book, it takes you back to a time that's long since passed. And we have a movie which is a dog movie. This is called The Dog's Way.
Oh, I love this.
You know,
this is great. A Dog's Way Home.
It's probably, and this story has been done a few times, and it's a little corny. I've seen the trailer, but just take a look at the poster, and you'll fall in love with this movie.
It works. That's all.
Here's the story. Separated from her owner, a dog sets off on this 400-mile journey to get back to the safety and security of the place she calls home. Along the way, she meets a series of new friends and manages to bring a little bit of comfort and joy to their lives. Yeah, like I say, this movie, I think it's been done by Disney alone 3 or 4 times. But it's a dog movie.
Hey.
You'll love, just look at the poster.
Hey, that's what we need in the middle of all this contention. We need a good dog movie. And I'm going to slam the table. That's how a table slam sounds, by the way.
All right, there you go.
Okay, so lots of offerings here to look at. And, of course, Steve Evans, the movie guy, is with us every week when he's not traveling the highways and byways. Glad you made it back safely from Europe and, you know, through the holidays and all. And, of course, we'll see you at the Cineplex. We'll catch you at one of the movies, I'm sure. Large popcorn, light on the butter, though, as always, right?
Have a great weekend.
You got it. Steve Evans, I'm Bill Martinez Live, the movie guy.
Pain and my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Compliment your